League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, 18th of February. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the long show. VW's ID4 will be getting a plug-in charge update very soon with an over-the-air update revealed by CEO Herbert Diess on a Reddit AMA session. Ask me anything, getting more than 1,000 questions from fans of VW. Also, bi-directional charging launch this summer with the same version 3.0 of the Volkswagen software coming over the air. That, of course, will require new hardware on the side of your house to use that vehicle-to-home technology, if not the full vehicle-to-grid full integration. It's only on the ID models with the 77 kilowatt-hour battery. Herbert Diess also talking about how his sights are still set on a 20,000 euro low-cost city EV. And how Volkswagen electric cars will be powering your homes by the end of 2022 with a 22 kilowatt bi-directional DC fast charging station announced 2 years ago, which should also go on sale very soon. He hinted at an electric pickup truck and more electric sedans coming soon during his Reddit AMA. And he talked about how autonomy won't be achieved with a vision-only system, saying that if you want to get to level 3 autonomy, which is genuinely eyes-off, hands-off driving, even on certain sections of road, if not everywhere, you must have LiDAR technology. And whilst it's expensive, he said it offers redundant perception to 360 camera systems. And safety is crucial. If you want level 3 driving where the driver isn't paying attention to the road, you must have a redundant perception system, and he believes LiDAR is a good way to do that. Next in the news, Ford are going to release an electric Puma for the 2025 model year based on the same platform as the Transit Courier. This is not, though, the Puma name that you might know for the small sports coupe in 1997 that first arrived. This would be more of an SUV form. Staying with Ford, alongside Volvo, joining the battery recycling company Redwood Materials to dismantle EV batteries at the end of life and recycle them. Next, Tesla facing a US investigation into unexpected braking. Now, I don't think that phantom braking is anything new to the Tesla community or even the EV community. Some people don't have it at all. Some people have it lightly. Some people have their cars basically doing full emergency stops when it goes under a bridge with a shadow. But phantom braking is not particularly new. But for some reason, the authorities have decided now, the government agency in the US are launching an investigation. This is not a full recall, but they do want to follow up on several complaints they've had. I say several, it's actually 354 complaints in the last 9 months alone from Tesla owners who have been suffering from phantom braking. Tesla, following up yesterday's story in South Korea, are changing the way they word the ads for the Model 3. And so rather than saying their cars will go a certain distance, they're saying that the maximum distance is possible. But of course, if it's cold, your car will go less. And Tesla possibly ready to start offering annual subscriptions alongside the monthly premium and full self-driving subscriptions, which they currently do. The Aptera three-wheel EV continues its development, and they've been releasing some videos this week, some drag race stuff, some track stuff, alongside an Audi R8, which it beat. The Aptera looks like it's coming along and heading towards customer cars. Of course, that's got a 700-watt solar array on the roof. And finally, we're talking about the benefits of EV construction equipment. EV construction equipment is more quiet. It's better for the operators. It's cheaper to run with less maintenance as well. EVs are really getting everywhere, even into the construction industry, where they're loving electric power. Well, that is your EV news briefly for today. Catch you later for the long show, and if not, see you tomorrow.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.